From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. One of the giants of 20th century physics is dead. Hans Bethe was 98 years old. He was the winner of numerous prizes, including the Nobel Prize in Physics and the National Medal of Science. He was also one of the leaders of the Manhattan Project to develop the atomic bomb. As NPR's Joe Palca reports, Bethe's stature derived as much from the breadth as from the depth of his work in physics.
For all his eminence, friends describe Hans Bethe as a humble man, someone who is concerned about other people. He also had a puckish sense of humor. Consider this interview done for Cornell University, where he taught for decades.
A theoretical physicist is perhaps too conceited. We generally think that the theories we make are true, and that when an experiment is afterwards done, that it will confirm the theory.
Hans Bethe was one of a dozen or so physicists who revolutionized our understanding of the nucleus of atoms. Saul Tucholsky is chairman of the physics department and, appropriately enough, the Hans Bethe professor of physics at Cornell University in Ithaca.
The constituents of the nucleus began to be understood around 1932, when the neutron was discovered. And very soon thereafter, he wrote the sort of the first monograph on the subject that became, it was called Bethe's Bible.
Tucholsky says Bethe's Bible was the definitive work on the subject for years. Bethe's early research was done in Germany, but the Nazi rise to power forced him to flee.
Even though he was not raised as Jewish, his mother was Jewish. And so he ended up in Ithaca in 1935 at the Cornell Physics Department, and basically he was one of the people who brought this revolution in physics to the United States.
Shortly before World War II, Tucholsky says Bethe worked out how nuclear reactions powered stars, work that won him the 1967 Nobel Prize in Physics. During World War II, Bethe joined the Manhattan Project, where he headed the theoretical physics division. After the war, he became a leading voice for nuclear disarmament. Bethe was also considered a great teacher.
I came to the States purely to work with Hans Bethe at Cornell, and I've stayed here for 56 years.
Ed Salpeter was a friend of Bethe's at Cornell. He recalls watching Bethe talk to a variety of students working on a variety of projects all at the same time.
He just reminded me of these chess masters who do 10 boards simultaneously, and he would do that with a graduate student.
Hans Bethe became an emeritus professor in 1975, but remained extremely active for decades. Physicist Bernd Mueller of Duke University came to know Bethe when the famous physicist was already in his 80s.
I think he is clearly and truly one of the giants of 20th century physics, but in a somewhat different way than other giants.
Mueller says Bethe made contributions to a variety of key questions in physics, how the nucleus is put together, how nuclear reactions power stars, how elementary particles are made.
So he was a true giant in the sense that he made very important contributions to different areas of physics and advanced the subject in a way that people who just made one brilliant contribution never did.
Bethe continued to take a keen interest in physics problems practically until the day he died. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.